You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Congress will hold its first hearing on the Flint water crisis next Wednesday. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has confirmed the hearing will be on February 3rd, but it has not yet confirmed the witness list, except to say Governor Snyder will not be invited to testify. Southfield Democrat Brenda Lawrence represents Michigan's 14th District, and she's a member of that House committee. Congresswoman Lawrence, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What will be the goal of this hearing in your mind?
There is a clear failure of government. There's three basic things that I think every American pretty much take for granted. That is that the food they consume will be safe, that the air they breathe will be safe, and that they can drink water without it causing any health problems. We failed the American people. This is a national issue. And so when you see it happening somewhere in America, in the United States, it is this sense of outrage, fear. How could this happen in America? And the reason why I want these questions answered is so that it will never happen again, not in the United States. We have some work to do.
Well, with that in mind, and that very important goal of figuring out how did this happen and how do we keep it from happening again, why is it that Governor Snyder is not being invited to testify?
I want you to know that I submitted my list of people that I felt would be able to answer those questions. The list is controlled by the majority. I've had several conversations with the chair, Jason Chavis, and I have to give him credit because I submitted the letter to request a hearing. And although he's on the other side of the aisle, he did respond promptly and understand the magnitude of this issue, and he did schedule the hearing. I have expressed to him my disappointment that the person I feel who can answer the question at a level that no one else can is not on the list. He has promised me, and I'm going to hold him to his word, that there will be additional hearings after this. And so I'm going to continue to reiterate to the leadership of the Oversight Committee the importance of having Governor Snyder testify.
Congressman, what do you think happened? Why do you think Governor Snyder wasn't called?
There are a lot of moving parts. I have not been told why, because I have been fighting for this for over a week. I have not been given the reason why. I know that this issue is not political for me. This is a moral issue. This is an issue of trust of our American citizens, and I'm just pushing the conversation because I do not want this to become political. And I hope that's not the reason why he was not called.
Do you feel that what's on tap for this hearing next week, do you think it will give you the answers you're looking for?
We have Dr. Mona, who you know raised the flag. We have Professor Edwards, who is an expert and been very much involved in the Flint issue. We have EPA and Michigan Environmental Quality people that we're told are going to be part of the witness list. We have not received it yet. If I get those four people on the stand, I feel that we're going to start peeling away at the onion to really start looking at what happened.
Congressman, I'm kind of curious. Among your colleagues in Congress not from Michigan, I'm wondering, what's the tenor of the conversation on the Hill about Flint?
Oh, my goodness. They're outraged. They are outraged. I can tell you, on both sides of the aisle, I can tell you from rural America to urban areas, how could this happen? Somebody should be held accountable for this. We're all saying the same thing. This cannot happen again. You know, we all take an oath that we're going to uphold the Constitution, protect the safety of American citizens. When the government fails in this capacity, we all fail. And so this is personal to us as members of Congress.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence, who is a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that will have a hearing on February 3rd on the Flint water crisis. Congresswoman, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.